Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we are in Masechta Yuma. We're in the third perek, and we are up to Mishnayos, Tes and Yud. Follow the Mizrach HaZara. After he brought the power of the Kohen Gadol, he would go to the eastern part of the courtyard, the Tzvon HaMizbeach, which was to the north of the Mizbeach. Hazkan Mimino V'Rosha Beisav Bispolo. The Skan Kohen Gadol was walking on his right side. The Rosh Beis Av of that day's family of Kohanim would be on the left. The Sham Shnei Seirin there, he would be standing and find two goats that were standing there in front of the Shar Nicanor. Right, the Kalpi HaYisham, there was a wooden box there. Uvashte Garol Shalash Korahayu. There were certain lots there, two lots in the box. One of the lots was made, those lots were made out of boxwood, Vasan Ben Gamla Shalzav, Ben Gamla made them out of gold, Vayu Maskirino Solishvach, and so they praised him for it. Since we already talked about the praise of Ben Gamla, the next mission is going to also talk about praises that existed. Ben Katin Asa, Shneim Asa Dad Lekior. Ben Katin, who was a Kohen Gadol, made 12 faucets for the Kior. Shalom, Ayu Baal Hashnaim. Once upon a time, there were only two, and he added, to make sure that there would be 12, so that all 12 of the Kohanim who were involved in bringing the Tamid to the Mizbech could wash their hands and feet at the same time. He also made a special device, a mukhni, like a wheel, to be able to lower the kior every single night, so that the water of the kior would be connected and not disqualified by lina overnight. Munbas HaMelech Osa Kol Yados HaKelim Shel Yom HaKippurim Shel Zav. Munbas used to make all the handles of the Kelim of Yom Kippur out of gold. Honi Imo Asta Nevresha Shel Zav Al Pischo Shel Eichal. Honi used to make a golden candelabra and place it at the entrance of the Azara. It was positioned in such a way that when it was hit by sunlight in the morning, there would be sparkles of light that would radiate and everyone know it was time for Kriyat Shema. Right? She also made this big golden tablet, which this the parsha of the Sota was written, so that it could be copied from the tablet, and you wouldn't have to take out a Sefer Torah. She also pointed out that it was not written itself; it was written in an acrostic with abbreviation, so that this way people would not have it written out on some on the tablet itself. Nicanor had very fancy doors made on his doors, and when they were being transferred from Alexandria, there were tremendous miracles that happened because the ship got battered by a severe storm, and they threw one of the doors overboard to lighten the load, and they wanted to throw the other one, but Nicanor insisted that if you throw the other one over, throw him in with it, and at that moment the storm stopped. And when the ship got to Akko, the first door floated up from underneath the ship. And they put those into the east side, and they became known as the Nicanor Gates. So Ayu Maskirino Solu Shvach, Chazal would say each of these people, and they would say each of them was deserving of praise. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.